This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. It was once the most feared federal prison in the country, Alcatraz, located on a rock in the middle of San Francisco Bay, the last stop for some of the country's most notorious criminals. The prison closed for good 44 years ago. Today it's a national park. And as NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, a recent renovation has shed new light on how the old prison worked.
Take a 12-minute ferry ride from San Francisco out to Alcatraz, and you can walk the same cold cell blocks that once housed notorious bad guys such as Al Capone and George Machine Gun Kelly.
They were stripped, searched, showered, given prison-issue clothing, and given a number. And for the whole time they were on Alcatraz, they did not have a name anymore. They just had a number. That's what life on Alcatraz was about.
Our tour guide is Katie Olds of the Golden Gate National Parks Conservancy. It's a nonprofit partner of the Park Service, which raised $3.5 million to renovate Alcatraz. The money was spent on new exhibits, a new bookstore, and reclaimed gardens. The renovation also opened some dark corners of the rock that are revealing their secrets for the very first time.
A few months ago, we moved that shelving unit to get it out and clean it, and out dropped a foot-long shiv that had been hidden there by an inmate 44 or more years ago, the first time it had ever been seen by anyone besides an inmate. The history is still here. It's still coming out every day.
80-year-old George DiVincenzi is one of the few people who knows that history firsthand. He has a graying pompadour and piercing blue eyes and still looks like he belongs in 1950. That's the year he came to Alcatraz as a 24-year-old rookie guard. In his first half hour on the job, he saw one inmate kill another one.
As Lieutenant Bergen said, he had never seen anybody introduced to the prison service like I was. I got a lot of stories.
Like how he used to play checkers from midnight to dawn with Robert Stroud, better known as the Birdman of Alcatraz. But DiVincenzi says he always made sure a trusted guard had a gun trained on Stroud. A new audio tour of Alcatraz features stories like this from other guards and from inmates like Jim Quillen. He describes how he tried to keep his sanity while locked in solitary confinement.
Well, when I'd go in the hole, what I used to do was I'd tear a button off my coveralls. I'd flip it up in the air. Then I'd turn around in circles. Then I'd get down on my hands and knees, and I'd hunt for that button. And when I found the button, I'd stand up, and I'd do it again.
The tour captures what it felt like to be incarcerated on a cold, foggy, windy rock with San Francisco gleaming like a jewel from across a short stretch of open but frigid water. Chris Tellis produced the audio tour.
This quote by Quillen, there was never a day you didn't see what the hell you were losing
and what you were,
and what you were missing. You know, it was all there for you to see.
It was all there for you to see. There's life. There's everything I want in my life, and it's there. It's a mile or a mile and a half away. And yet I can't get to it.
There were more than a dozen attempted escapes from Alcatraz. The most famous occurred in 1962, when three inmates disappeared into the bay's treacherous currents. They were never heard from again. Most inmates were resigned to staying there for as long as a warden saw fit.
My name is Darwin Coon, number 1422. Figured I'm never going to get out. Yeah, I'm going to sit right here until I die.
Today, Darwin Coon is back at Alcatraz, sitting in the new gift shop, selling his memoir of his four-year stretch. Coon scoffs at the mention of the movies made about Alcatraz because he says there was nothing glamorous about life on the rock.
You learned real quick when you got here. Keep your mouth shut and walk with your back to the wall. Many inmates on this island needed to be in a mental institution rather than in prison.
Chris Tellis, producer of the audio tour, says even the myths about Alcatraz are important.
It is the American Tower of London, and it got that way because of the famous characters that are here. Al Capone, Creepy Carpus, Babyface Nelson, Machine Gun Kelly. And you can see a process happening where through films and literature and oral histories and stories where these characters get ingrained into the American psyche. And as those things are built one on top of another, that's how mythology is formed.
On most days of the year, visitors to Alcatraz can compare for themselves how mythology meshes with reality on this beautiful yet harsh little island. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.